just hold it down.
Okay. First of all, welcome to all the Recharge guys. It is a pleasure having you here. It is a let me put it this way. The notion that we had some effect, those of us standing on the teacher side of the equation here, such that people want to come back and learn a little bit during their break, or in general, that it was, you know, this place was is a place which you feel good about, is very gratifying to those of us on the staff to a degree which you probably cannot imagine. We get most of you guys for a year, occasionally for 2 years, and we really have no clue. I mean, we have no way of knowing, besides, you know, just intuition, whether or not what we did here and the process that people go through here has an effect, or whether it really sticks with you. And the guys coming back for Recharge gives us a lot of koach, because it shows, at least in the short term, right, what's going to be in 10 years. Well, life happens in 10 years and a million things will happen. But that in the short term, that, you know, something happened here that was worthwhile for you, and we really appreciate it. And chazku ve'amtsu. Okay. We're in Parashat Vayichi, which is the parasha where Yaakov gives blessings to his sons, which is an institution that we're familiar with from Yitzchak. With Avraham, we don't really see it. But from Yitzchak, we saw that Yitzchak gave blessings to Yaakov and to Esav. That, of course, was its own story and its own complexity. Who got the blessing, etc. Yaakov doesn't seem to have the same confusion. In fact, some of his blessings are kind of harsh. In fact, they're not blessings at all. But he does seem to feel a need. Perhaps everyone feels a need at the end of their life to sort of look back and look forward towards what is going to happen, and sort of relate to his offspring, who are his continuation, and give some kind of sense of their future. But that seems to be what he's doing. And I'm not going to try to go through all the various brachot and sort of elaborate on what they are. Some of them are kind of obscure. Some of them are easier to understand. Some are not. Some of them are so sort of generalized that it's sort of hard to make any sense of them. Rashi on the parsha gives sort of more elaborations of each one if anybody wants to do it. I want to comment for a moment on what a pasuk on Perek Mem Tet pasuk Yutet, after Dan, before Gad, right? So he's going through the brothers, and he says, Yi Dan Nachash Alei Derech Shififon Alei Orach Hanoshech Ikve Sus V'Yipor Roch Vocho. Right? Dan is an analogized to a snake, right? Who's on the way, who bites at the heels of the horse, and his rider falls off backwards, right? What exactly is that meant to refer to? I don't have a clear sense. We can discuss it some other time. And then God is another bracha. But between those two, or ostensibly between those two, we have Lishuatcha Kiviti Hashem. It seems to me an interruption. Suddenly Yaakov stops his relating to the various children and says, Lishuatcha Kiviti Hashem. Right, so many of the Mefarshim, amongst them Rashi, understand this to be a continuation of the bracha to Dan, and referring to the fact that Shimshon, who is the Shofet, who's going to be descended from Dan, in a certain sense doesn't end well, or Dan's peak is also his downfall. In other words, the Shimshon is the great Shofet from Dan, who ends up, of course, buried under the ruins of the Plishti Hall, and as I think the Rashbam says, no, it's not the Rashbam, one of the Mefarshim, I forget which one it is, he's the only one of the leaders of the Jewish people who literally fell at the hands of his enemies, it's a trial. And Yaakov, in his prophecy, is seeing the future and saying, you know, this is difficult. I'm not going to even attempt to try to Seraphon, by the way. So I'm not going to try to argue with Rashi about that, whether or not. But I do think that there's a way of reading this which is a little different, and to read it not as part of the bracha, but really as a pause in the bracha. Right, the activity of relating to your sons or your children, to your students, to your friends. I mean, I think it applies across the board. In terms of their futures, is very stressful. Because we don't control our future. We can control very little things. Right? We can come and recharge, right? That's a way of controlling your future in a kind of a very small way. But you don't control your future. You don't control your own future. You certainly don't control your children's future. And even Yaakov, in this moment of great inspiration, of nevuah, he's looking into the future, and he's expressing some combination of his wishes, and his prayers, and his understanding of the nature of his children and of their descendants, and he's expressing it in this poetic language. He, at some point, reaches a moment where he has to pause and say to himself, essentially, or to God, Lishu'atcha kiviti Hashem. And at some basic fundamental level, I am hoping or I'm praying for your deliverance, God. And whatever the future holds, I know it's not all good. That's just the nature of the reality that we live in. And at that point, and Yaakov in his nevuah is at that point, he has to stop from the overflowing of prophecy and say, save us, right? Lishuatcha kiviti Hashem. That is the fundamental outlook on our walking ourselves into the future. That at some point we need to understand there's going to be difficulties, there's going to be failures, and that we can pause and say, even while we're in the midst of it. And doing that, it might be the most important thing that we do in making our way forward. So it's not all these brachot, however we come to interpret them, are realized in the fullest sense of the word. Right? A lot of them seem to be related to the nachalot and things like that. But the notion that our relationship with the future is a relationship of Lishuatcha kiviti Hashem, that I think is one of the things that we need to take away from thinking about Yaakov looking into the future and thinking about ourselves looking into the future. That ultimately, that is has to be part of our approach, and that ultimately our thoughts about the future cannot just be planning and getting advice and figuring out what's the best career, the best whatever it is, but there has to be a place where we also say, "Lishuatcha kiviti Hashem." Have a good week.